Hey girl, welcome to the Soul Chats podcast. My name is Haley and I'm a sassy 22-year-old who loves iced coffee and helping people feel validated and confident right where they are while helping them move forward. I am so happy you are here. Welcome to my first official episode of Soul Chats. I am so glad that you are here and that you have supported me, even though I have been a mess at getting this started. But this is exactly what I'm talking about today, so I'm pumped to dig into it with you guys. So I wanted to start a podcast, and I was super, super excited about it. And then I got really, really scared that if I started at it and sucked, I would be really embarrassed. So I didn't do it. And I think a lot of times in our lives, we have a goal or we have a vision that we want to accomplish, but we don't do it for fear of failure or, you know, whatever the reason may be. And so if you have a goal or a vision or a dream that you want to pursue so badly and you just feel like you are grasping at this thing and it's not working and you feel burnt out, let me give you some tea. And if you don't have a goal, you need to get a goal. And you need to get a good goal. And it has to be one that sets your heart on fire and serves you well. If you're not excited about your goal, you need a new one. Because as humans, we need to pursue something and feel progress to feel joy and validation and fulfillment. So if you don't have a goal, I encourage you to really think about things that you want to achieve. And that can be in school or your career or with your friends or family or relationships, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be massive, but you need to be working towards something. And it needs to be something that you're excited about. So today I'm going to talk to you guys about why we aren't reaching our goals and things that we can do to turn it around. So first, I want to distinguish the difference between interest and commitment. If you think of it kind of like a relationship, it's the same thing. Like if you're interested, you're like, oh yeah, flirty, like I'll flirt with this idea, but I'm not going to commit to it. I'll just kind of take the good stuff, but not the bad stuff. But commitment to your goals is wanting something so bad that you'll take the bad just to get the good. And you can deal with the stuff that sucks because you know that it's for the greater good. So I think sometimes we have a lot of interest in goals, or we think that we could be interested in goals, but we're not committed. And that leads right into motivation versus discipline. Motivation is doing something that you feel like doing, like, oh, I'm motivated, I'm gonna clean my room or something. But discipline is saying, like, I don't wanna do this at all, but I'm gonna do it. And I feel like they kind of go hand in hand with interest and commitment as well. So that leads us to the fundamentals. The fundamentals are writing your goals down and having them be positive and measurable and attainable and all of the things that we've heard before. And that's called the law of familiarity. And that law switches our perception of those things and we kind of brush them off. People are, you know, say, help me reach my goals, but they don't want to do the things that matter. They don't want to do the fundamentals, the bricks, you know, they don't want to lay the bricks and have the structure. They just want to do anything that's a quick fix. But we need fundamentals. Repetition is the mother of skill. So if you're writing down your goals every day and they're positive and it's attainable and measurable and you're moving in the right direction, repetition is the mother of skill, and it will help you master that skill, because mastering simple things will lead you to mastering big things. And that's really important. So we're going to walk through some other things that are preventing you from reaching your goals. Number one, you don't have a strong enough why. If your why is fleeting, it's not going to work. If it's for looks or money or, you know, to get other people's approval, it is not going to be enough for you. Your why has to push past the I'm tired and I don't want to and I'm frustrated and this sucks. And that's really important. You have to have a strong why that gets you through the really, really hard days and that you can celebrate with on the good days. Number two, you're doing too many things. Holy cow, I feel this in my soul. I wanted to start a podcast and then I wanted to do Instagram content and then I was like, maybe I'll do a YouTube channel. Actually, maybe I'll just be an architect. Like, I'm going to go work at McDonald's. Like, I was trying to be the jack of all trades because I was extremely stressed and I didn't feel confident in the one thing that I wanted to do, which was a podcast. So you need to narrow your vision, okay? Stop doing so many things. You can't be good at everything. Pick one and dive into it. Number three, you have no real plan. So you're like, I want to be a teacher, but you don't have any plan to go to school or to study or, you know, to do the necessary steps it takes to become a teacher. You just put this goal out there, and it's, at this point, it's not a goal. It's just like a dream. And I think that's really important. You need to have a plan. Number four is decision fatigue. And I don't know, I'm sure many of you have heard about this, but this is so real. Decision fatigue is when you have difficulty making a good decision because of the number of decisions needed to make. And I'll dig into that later, but we have to make so many decisions during the day and our brains get tired. And even if you're like, even if it's a small decision, it can still be stressful. And this goes along right along with number five, which is analysis paralysis. We live in 2019 and there is just so much information out there and it's so easy to get overwhelmed, so overwhelmed in fact that we don't make a decision. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. I was like, I don't know what to speak about. So instead of speaking about something, I spoke about nothing. Number six, you only look at long-term goals without the day-in, day-out actions of someone who reaches those goals. Again, kind of with the have you have no plan, like you want to be a teacher, that's awesome. But what does someone who wants to be a teacher do every single day? Number seven, success by proximity. This means you're in an environment that doesn't support your goals or your vision. And this is really difficult because whenever you're trying to reach a goal and you're not supported by your friends or your peers or your family or whatever it is, it's hard to reach your goal. It's so hard. So think about those seven things. And think about which ones you resonate with and really look at why you're struggling with that. In 2019, you can't use the excuse of not having resources. You can't. Especially if you're listening to this podcast, you have the resources. Being ignorant at this point about something is a choice. So now that we've talked about kind of why you're not reaching your goals, let's talk about things that you can do to step forward. Number one, you need to take inventory of where you are. And I mean that in the most genuine way. If you suck right now and you are really struggling, it's okay to be like, yep, this sucks. But know that you are awesome and worthy to achieve the things that you want and move forward. So that means writing it down. Write it down. It's a fundamental that you need. And it needs to be measurable and attainable. And it, you know, the SMART goals that people always tell us about. When I was a kid, I shrugged those off like it's nobody's business. But if you look at people who are successful, they do all of those things and they have their fundamentals. And that's why they are so successful. Step two, stop looking at the whole staircase. Take one step, whatever that is, do the next best thing. If you want to be a New York Times bestselling author, awesome. Do the next best thing. Write some things down. You don't have to look at the whole staircase. You can just take the next step. Number three, stop going off of how you feel. I told you earlier, motivation is not enough. You need to be disciplined. Stop saying, well, I don't feel like it. Well, successful people do a lot of things that unsuccessful people don't feel like doing. So take that however you want. Next, you need to have a very clear and concise goal. You need to know what you're going for. You need to know what you're heading to, what you're going after. You need to know or else you will get so distracted by all the things around you and you will not reach this vague goal that you have. Next, you need to play the role. Earlier I said, you know, what does a teacher do every day? And think of the things that she would do every day. What does a student that gets straight A's do every single day? Awesome. Do that. Play the role. Aim high, but start low. Start low and focus on the everyday actions, the continual everyday actions that will lead us to our goal. Now I want you to look at the thing that you're thinking about when you're listening to this podcast. I don't know what it is. I don't know what your goal is, but I want you to write it down. I want you to think of the next action step to take. And I want you to look at your community And you need to say, do these people support the vision that I have for myself or not? Because if you don't have people that in your proximity that are helpful, you need to find those people, seek after them. If you want to be the next Rachel Hollis, go look at Rachel Hollis's content and look at what she does and do that. If you want to be a financial analyst, find a financial analyst and do that. If you want to be a great leader in an organization, find a leader, connect with them, ask them questions, pick their brain. People love to talk about themselves. Ask all the questions and be a sponge. It is so important to chase after things that matter and that are important, and we need to do that. So if you don't have a goal, pick one. Google one. It's so important. And you will feel so fulfilled and so much happier if you pick a goal and chase it wholeheartedly. I finally did this podcast. I was so scared. I didn't want to be judged. It's scary to put yourself out there. But if you don't try, you'll fail. Because the thing is, failure is just experience and an outcome you didn't want. Failure is really just feedback. But real failure is when you don't even try. It's when you don't even try. So please remember today that the law of familiarity is not our friend. Go back to the fundamentals. Go back to the basics. You're not going to find some new thing that's going to make you reach your goals instantly. It's continuous work. So do the fundamentals. Look at the next actionable step. Surround yourself with people who are going to help you be successful and foster that vision. You got this, guys. Break the cycle. Chase your goals. Accept feedback as it comes because it's going to help you. You got this. Go get them.